Hi, Gary Jackson here, just checking in to tell you that if you don't have the chance to listen to the live Dark Side of the Moon from midday to 2pm on Sundays on RadioVegas.rocks, there is a listen again facility now on Wednesdays, again from midday to 2pm. So that's Dark Side of the Moon, live from England on Sunday, repeated Wednesdays from midday to 2pm.
Gangster presents the limited edition Gangster G-Series Gold Headphones. The G-Series features Bluetooth 4.1 CRS technology. Pair them with any Bluetooth device. Move where you want with a 30-meter Bluetooth range. The G-Battery features a 15-hour battery life, so you can go all night. The G-Series has a built-in mic, so you can use them for calls. Superior audio quality with state-of-the-art 40mm drivers in a sleek but tough design. Easy-to-use controls lets you enjoy your audio experience. The G-Series comes packaged with a G-Cable for charging. G-Audio Cable, the Drew Magin Design G-Bandana, and the G-Travel Bag with baby soft white leather ear cups for comfort. So you have the freedom to listen to your music your way without a pound of machinery on your head. Gangster, style never sounded so good.
RadioVegas.rocks. It's time for the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show. They know a lot because they were there to live it. Now, give it up for your hosts of the show that is making history, Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to everybody that's out there in Radio Land listening in. I'm Oscar, and I'm here with Bernie.
Hi, how you doing? I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm sold. I'm happy to be anywhere.
And we got Ernie over here tonight. We got Ernie sitting in. And our special guest this week is Mr. Kid Scurry.
Yeah, I'm here to say hello.
That's right. And yes, in fact, hello. In fact, Kid, I've known him over 10 years. And we first got back to Las Vegas. He was running a showcase, an open mic over at Boomers here in town.
Boomers.
Yeah, and that's when we first hooked up. And Kid Scurry's pretty much half-ass famous for all his YouTube videos.
I like that half-ass. At least I have one still hanging on.
Not
you know?
Too fast, not too slow. We're half-assed, you know? But no, he does a great job over there at YouTube. We've done a bunch of videos with them, and it's been a lot of fun over the years. So I want to welcome Kid Scurry for being here, and also, Kid, condolences from the bottom of my heart about your mom's passing, bud. Sorry
well, thank you
that.
For that. I really appreciate that, you know. It is what it is, you know. It was cycle of life, you know. Cloud Atlas.
Well, I'm glad the wine's free in heaven. I know I'm not going kicking and screaming to get there, you know. And at my age, that's important because I'm pushing 63 in a couple months. So let's say hi to Ernie. Ernie's new here this week. We got a new Ernie over there. Ernie, I think you got to slide that mic over there in front of you a little bit. And then you get dialed
there
in.
You go. You got it.
There
going.
You go.
There you go.
All right.
I got it now.
And we got Ernie here because I met him 25 years ago, and he speaks in 7 different languages.
That's right.
I don't like Bert. I'm glad you're just here. Yeah, I never liked Bert. Ernie, you're cool, though.
He is cool. We met in Valet, Kid, years ago, and one of the reasons I found out that Ernie could speak all these different languages is one night this car rolls in, and these 3 old dudes get out of the car, and this young guy gets out, and he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a big dude. And they start talking in Hebrew, and I'm going, what the heck are they talking about? And Ernie smacks me, goes, Johnny, guess what they're saying? I got no idea. What are they saying? He goes, they're telling that young guy there he's not on a commando mission. He can just calm down and relax because he was looking around the valet like somebody was about to hit him over the head. Do you remember that?
I remember.
That did they at least say abracadabra? You know, that's a Hebrew word. It is. Look it up. It's a Hebrew word, really. It's in the Kabbalah. It's a Hebrew word.
I'm glad the kid you got out of it.
I'll reach out and grab you.
There you go.
And time flies, Johnny.
Yeah, like an arrow, and fruit flies like bananas. That's the only thing.
What about Kid Scurry and Bernie and Oscar out there with Martian Hunters? Remember that?
Oh, that was wild. That was a number of years ago.
That's the pilot show I got to develop, man. It's going to be great. The Martian Hunters.
The Martian Hunters here in Vegas. And we're in close area 51. We know they're not that far away from us over here. So let me start off with a quick announcement here. We got the Parrot Heads, Las Vegas Fin City Parrot Heads. We got the Last Man Standing coming up October 14th. Now, that's a concert over at Tommy Rockers. We got about 6 bands showing up. We party with a purpose. And over there at Tommy Rockers, that's at 4275 D. Martin Drive here in Las Vegas near Flamingo Road.
Awesome place to hang out.
It is. It really is. And they do some comedy over there too, Kid, with Cozy Stone.
Cozy Stone. I remember her back in the day.
She's the old, nice lady
I met back, you know, when I first got in town.
That's
a youngster.
We're all about as old as dust.
Hey, we're still hanging. We're staying hanging out like the bats.
I'm glad of that. There's any moment now, who knows what's going to swoop up and grab me.
Oh, we'll be all right. The universe is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. We're good.
I like that. That's very good. So anyways, come on, check out the Parrot Heads Last Man Standing over there at Tommy Rockers. This week, we're going to talk about Kid's 2 favorite comics, he said, is... Richard Pryor and Robin Williams.
I believe we might have a little of that to play. Yeah, they got even paperwork on it. Can you believe that? We got paperwork here.
I know. I Googled that. I pulled it up. I wasn't sure if Ernie knew who these guys were. You know,
before my time.
What do you mean? You look about like 50 at least, right? You're over here acting like he's.
But he was living in Canada for a while. You know? I don't think I got up that far north.
You got a face of radio. Only your mother could love you.
A great face for radio. I love that. So, Kid, you've been doing some promotional work. You want to mention that?
Sapphire. Sapphire's on the host on the International House of Tale. I'm the ambassador.
The ambassador
to the
of
International
Goodwill.
House of Tale Sapphires. Here it goes like this. A kitty hawk, get him up, a ping, 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 a ricochet, a rabbit, a deputy dog. I saw the witch doctor and he told me what to do. He said, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ping, tang, walla, walla, bing, bada, boom. Come down to Sapphire soon. World's largest gentleman's club. Bring the wife, bring the girlfriend, bring yourself. Spice up the old sex life. Throw some mustard on the hot dog. Ooh, wee. The crazy, grade it, get it in, get it off, get it on the bucket list and be the boss. A boss of hoggy, a boss of hoggy, it's a soggy doggy, daisy dookie, pool party up in here on a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. We have a lot of splishing and a splashing, a splashing and a splishing, and a whole lot of beautiful soggy doggies you could swim and have fun with. Cha na 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 Bowser. Come on down and see the ladies at
Bowser
Sapphire.
Was there, huh? I saw a shot on 9 years cool. ago at Kent State. That's old school there.
I am old school.
How many like people you, know Sha like, na na?
I was around when Jesus cried.
Right? There you go. There you go. No, that's good. Sapphires was good to me. I had a 2-year run over there.
I go there for the chicks, man. You know. I don't care about anything else.
They paid my rent. They paid my rent.
There. I could do comedy, but I go there just for the chicks because
they paid my
so
rent
hot,
for
you know?
Friday and Saturday like, nights over out, there man. For a while. Anyways, though, that show should have been called the Sapphire more than a comedy hour because it was more than comedy. It ran more for an hour, and there were some great people over there.
Yeah, they're great. I hang out there all the time.
It's a fun place. All right, so now I want to also mention Ernie's place of business. Ernie's day job is Amnesia Salon.
Amnesia Salon and Day Spa.
All right, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's one of the greatest places in Las Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
Color highlights? Color
highlights.
Wait a minute, did you say amnesia?
Amnesia, you come and get.
Don't forget
amnesia,
that
like you lost like yeah, your like memory
you
type?
Like you come in and you're relaxed and you forget where you at.
Are you
I
bad?
Like that.
Hello.
I like that. You guys have that like the oxygen bar up in there too?
No, we don't have that. We just kind of like rub your neck.
That's
a little
over
bit,
by the food.
I was gonna say, if you had an oxygen bar in there, you might have had something. You people might have forgot. Oxygen bar is cool, but that's cool. It sounds cool.
But I find the oxygen bars, kid. I like going by the oxygen bars after I've been at a food court.
No way, it would be
because
to
then
have
you
an
walk by and rip
there.
One, and who's gonna notice? They're just sitting there snorting on oxygen.
They're growing oxygen, and they'll really relax.
I mean, after I eat, I gotta take a fart walk. What can I tell you?
But anyway, Amnesia Salon and Spa, it's one of the greatest places. It's
6462 Losey Road.
Exactly. And we're right on Losey and Centennial, right on the corner, right next to CVS, folks.
Yeah, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6.
And Sunday, 10 to 5.
Right on. So stop in there and say hi to Ernie. It's a great business. It's a great place. They've got all kinds of
kits
procedures.
Cut, only $10.
I'm going
folks.
There. Yeah, I am going there to say hi to Ernie. I'm going there just to say hi and get the experience.
There you go.
All right?
There you go.
The ladies get Brazilian.
Kid skirt. Oh, you got Brazilian?
And you can get a
Brazilian.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Kid Scurry loves Brazilian chicks. I do.
And also for the man. Man. You know what we call for the man? Manzillion.
The guys even coming in for that. Proposing to everybody in the locker room at the health club, walking around with roses.
Hey, we don't turn customers away. Okay?
I don't play for that team, but it's cool. Each to their own.
Have you ever seen those mankinis? Them guys run around in mankinis. Oh my gosh! Almost lost my lunch. I saw a guy down on Fremont Street. He's hustling people for dollars, you know, and get your picture taken.
And people aren't taking a picture with the guy. That shows you about the mentality of what's going on in society.
No, that's true.
That's why they need more people like us on the radio.
We got to let the world know they're no longer teaching cursive writing to kids in school. And you're raising a bunch of dumb little bastards.
Hey, kids need more parenting instead of more idiocy.
But that's where the schools come at. You know, it's something that's been taught to them. Do we got something that we can play there, Jay? A little Richard Pryor? All right, we're going to come up with a little of that. We're going to take a little break, and Jay's probably got some messages he wants to run too. So thanks for tuning in.
Comedy Productions is here with everybody.
That's right. You got a website.
Check me out.
Stick around. The Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show returns right after this. Gangster presents the limited edition Gangster G-Series Gold Headphones. The G-Series features Bluetooth 4.1 CRS technology. Pair them with any Bluetooth device. Move where you want with a 30-meter Bluetooth range. The G-Battery features a 15-hour battery life, so you can go all night. The G-Series has a built-in mic, so you can use them for calls. Superior.
audio quality with state-of-the-art 40mm drivers in a sleek but tough design. Easy-to-use controls lets you enjoy your audio experience. The G-Series comes packaged with a G-Cable for charging. G-Audio Cable, the Drew Magin Design G Bandana, and the G-Travel Bag with baby-soft white leather ear cups for comfort. So you have the freedom to listen to your music your way without a pound of machinery on your head. Gangster, style never sounded so good.
Set controls to RadioVegas.rocks every Tuesday night for Floydian Slip, an hour with Pink Floyd.
Emily tries, but misunderstands.
Oh, by the way, which one's
what do you want from me?
Hey, it's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd. Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights on Radio Vegas. Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd, Tuesday nights at 6 Pacific Time, right here on Radio Vegas. Lots of solo material, too. Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd, every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific Time, right here on RadioVegas.rocks. Learn more online at FloydianSlip.com. And listen every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific Time to RadioVegas.rocks for an hour of Pink Floyd.
Las Vegas has a new lottery. Finally, an easy and free way to win in Las Vegas. Scratcher app is a fun and easy way to win prizes from local Las Vegas businesses. You receive daily lottery scratcher right on your phone. Start scratching now to win. Win prizes like free food, tickets, services, and activities from companies like Radio Vegas Rocks, Capo's Restaurant, Crave America, Slingshot, Trike, Segway, David Sachs Shows, and many, many more. Download the app now on Google Play Store. Just search for Scratcher App - Win Vegas. Start scratching, have fun, and win.
The laughs continue on the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
I admire our brother Leon Spinks, too, a whole bunch. You know, I hope in my heart, really hope in my heart, that the nigga get a chance to put some money away. Before they steal it all. You know, niggas, I know they on him like flies on shit, man. You know, wish somebody could talk to the nigga and say, hey, brother, put some away for at least 20 years, you know? Something. But it don't matter about how much you sniff, put it away, sniff the interest. Leon, though, you got to admit, brother Leon have bad luck. I mean, he got a good heart, man. This motherfucker got a good heart. He know he's a good human being because he gave Ali, he said, I may be dumb, but I know right from wrong. He gave Ali a shot, you know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers didn't even want him to fight Ali. I hate when white people be calling Spinks dumb, too, right? Be like, don't you think he's dumb? My mind immediately say, what is this motherfucker going to think of me if I agree with him? I mean, he may not articulate the language, but it ain't his anyway. Like to see how you do in Zaire, motherfucker. But bad luck be tipping up on Leon tomorrow.
Hello.
That's what gives him such heart to fight. Leon say, I ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no tifus. And I definitely ain't got no driver's license. I worked in St. Louis, man, about 4 weeks ago, and there was about 10,000 people in the audience, and all them motherfuckers looked like Leon Smith. Even the white people look like Leon Spinks in St. Louis. But bad luck be fucking with him. Here's a nigga get busted for $1.50 worth of cocaine. give me $1.50 worth of cocaine. Have you ever seen $1.50 worth of cocaine? $1.50 worth of cocaine melt before you open the paper. You got to have a ballistics expert on the spot to examine that kind of shit. And people say, well, how did he get busted for $1.50 worth of cocaine? I have a theory. Would you like to hear it? If you buy $1.50 worth of cocaine from any cocaine dealer in America, he gonna tell on your ass. Ain't no dealer in America facing life in prison for $1.50 a loan. He gonna tell on your ass. You can't go to his house at 7 in the morning. No matter. Who is it?
Leon.
What you want, man?
$1.50 worth of cocaine.
You say, nigga, you got to be crazy.
Hey, don't worry about it, bro. I'll pay you tomorrow.
Say, baby, you want to fix up that $1.50 worth of cocaine for Leon and make that phone call we was talking about? Here you go, champ. Try to get to the car with it. Put it in your hat. Leon be wearing some hats, too. Leon got some hats for your ass, mommy.
What it look like? Freaky diggy.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Richard Pryor. Which reminds me of the old saying, I'll get back to you to front to you. What the heck is that all about? Pretty funny, huh, kid?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. He's like, he's my inspiration, you know. He's like, you know, right after I, you know, had a little car accident, you know, drinking, driving and smashed, wiped out, wasn't good, you know. And I was laying in the hospital, right, and my brother bought me a tape of Richard Pryor, a cassette tape. Richard Pryor, so I could lay there, and I was all, traction. Couldn't do much, but, you know, listen to music, or, like, you know, I was messed up, because I had got a DUI and crashed, though. Anyways, make a long story short.
So rehabilitation with Richard Pryor for you. That's definitely looking up.
Yeah, so he brought the tape, and I started listening to him. Then I was like, that is so cool, making people laugh. I could do that. Right. I used to be called the class clown. And then that's where that basically my inspiration, Richard Pryor, because, you know, he was so, like, gritty, you know. You know, he was so gritty and raw and funny at the same time. You know, it was awesome. So, and I said, yeah, dude, that's cool, man. I could get in and make money, like, telling jokes. And humor's a serious business, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an excellent observation. I mean, because that's what usually happens to most of us. We realize that we see somebody else doing comedy, and we think, wow, I can do that.
Well, that was my inspiration. It was like I said, I'm choosing this for the rest of my life.
Right.
Right. Right. So he's like, you know, he like put the nails in the coffin for me. So it's like.
Nice.
Richard Pryor did, you know.
Well, doing a little research on him, I saw his birthday was December 1st, which I found interesting because I'm December 2nd. Hey, ba-dum-bum. But anyways, I don't know what the hell that means.
I remember I read about him, and the mob didn't want to pay him for one of the shows in the mob clubs he was working. And he went up to the head guy, and he's like, listen, you give me my money, man, because, you know, we don't want no problems. And the guy paid him his money, and he said, you know what? Nobody ever came up to me. I've stiffed so many people.
I've stiffed so many people. And you're the first guy to have the balls to come up and say, pay me, you bastard. Yeah. No, that's great.
And I read this, and he paid. Richard Pryor got his money.
No, that's funny you say that, because there's a guy here in town that I know personally. He's got a band here in town. And years ago, Wolfman Jack came to town and did a concert and stiffed him.
Wolfman Jack.
And then I thought that was pretty funny that he told me, yeah, he goes driving down the road and he stiffed me.
That's, hey, I'm just telling you what I read in one of his little autobiographies, because he's, you know, he's my inspiration.
Wolfman Jack, the guy that used to be in Arizona with 2,000 watts of radio power.
Right on, right on, right on. Right now I'm playing the Boss Dudes on the Boss Network that my boss told me to play.
Playing on the Boss Network. But anyways, back to Richard Pryor. The guy,
he had a rough childhood. I mean, he grew up, what, in a whorehouse?
His wife was, he's married to a lot of chicks, but his mind was, like, involved in some extramarital activities, I'd say, you know. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to call it a name,
you know,
because I have respect for the situation, because I have respect for him.
No, you know? Yeah, for sure, for sure. But, you know, as a kid, that's not easy growing up in a situation like that.
Yeah,
and you got to take the tragedy, you got to turn it into something funny.
Activities. But he still, persevered through all those adversities and succeeded in life.
So I noticed you got a shirt on today. And
yeah,
it's about Raid
Zone. Yeah. People out there, they need to
Red
stop.
Zone.
Raid is the most underrated comic around.
He's got a
around.
Big footprint on the front right? of his shirt. People, that is funny.
You know,
I hope he's making money
kicking
off of
people
that.
And disrespecting artists. Don't get all drunk, no, drove down and gone.
What do you have, 2 million
saying,
hits?
Gary, you don't like that.
Ernie, what happened? There's a comic here in town that we know, and the guy running the show was messing around with stage time.
You can heckle,
and he went up there to talk
to
him, and he got kicked right in the chest. And they had it all on YouTube and stuff. I mean, they made this kid famous. I mean, he had 2 million hits out there.
You call that famous?
From that, what happened?
Yeah, but he's my friend. He took.
When was it? What year?
Do you realize the man went through mental anguish from? Oh wow! You're talking about capitalizing on a man's pain.
Well, Raid should capitalize on his pain. That's the whole idea of comedy. Turning a pain into
you're right.
Pain,
you know,
a tragedy into comedy.
Double-edged sword, man. You're so right. That's
but
what
I love
my
the shirt, man, because when that first went down, they should have been selling them all over. Raid should have got rich off those shirts. With heck, if only 10% of the people that saw the video
bought
a shirt.
No, because Raid's cool. Raid's cool. He's a funny guy. He's the most underrated comedian, and he gets no respect. When he makes it big and the people see him, I'm just going to laugh. Because I'm going to be like, I knew it was going to happen.
I would have loved to have seen him capitalize that more when it happened. I mean,
yeah,
he should have got
more. Everybody
news
gets
covered.
somewhere on somebody's coattails somehow. You know, that's the nature of the beast.
And that's what we do. We run around the streets doing our comedy. Just keep going out there and doing it. Well, I had a job. I had a job in front of the
Kid Scary. I just do
the Zoltar machine.
Zoltar, I remember that.
Yeah, and you were on the streets working too.
That's when you hit the dude in the face, dude, right, with the microphone stand. The guy was out of control. He was trying to touch.
He tossed a beer on me.
Yeah, dude, you know what I'm talking about.
Heckled.
And you can feel Raid's pain, so you deserve to make money off of it now.
Can. You just got to be able to admit to it.
You're right.
And that was on the strip, and they were paid.
You can feel his pain.
$15 an hour.
So
for
you
that.
Deserve to get money off the t-shirt sales now.
We're going to donate 10% to Battered the Humane Society in the name of Raid for every shirt that's sold.
That's funny, man. That's
what I want to mention, too. I want to take a moment out here. I want to take a moment out here and mention our sponsor. We got Pete's Wheatgrass. Dickie was over here last week in the house. I'm going to give it a shout-out to Pete's Wheatgrass. Go check them out, Pete'sWheatgrass.com. Wheatgrass is the most oxygenated liquid that you can drink. And some people say it fights cancer cells.
Definitely go out and get some wheatgrass.
Get some wheatgrass. That's right. And we want you to do that. And we also want you to check out a great realtor here in town, a fellow by the name of Mike Hallop. If you're looking to buy or sell in your home and you want to an honest, hardworking realtor to help you, give my buddy Mike Hallop a call over at Century 21 Solutions, 702-533-4238. Ernie, how do you say Century 21 in Spanish? No clue. Can you say that one in Hebrew?
He's like saying, I don't know.
Same thing, man.
Language. I can't speak.
It's an international word.
That's tongue. He can't do it, man. Good. That's pretty cool because I live out here and everybody's speaking it. I don't speak it.
What do you got going on down in L.A.? You got something going on down in L.A. you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, I got to go down there and do a little couple auditions for a couple, like, acting jobs, you know, because my career's coming together, you know. Just, you know, out there, you know, it's like you win some, you lose some. Some get rained out, but you got to suit up for them all. You know,
you
got to
keep trying. Well, you got your first.
No, you just keep
your first
try. There's no trying because you know you got talent. You just got to go and audition. You just got to go out and do the work. You just got to go. You got to walk in the footsteps.
What are we doing, Valley of Fire?
And then it just happened.
You got your first union. You got your first union voucher when we went up there to the Valley of Fire.
I actually got two union vouchers now, thanks to you for the first one.
Right.
Thank
on.
You.
Very cool. I'm glad, Rochelle.
I got some other agents that are actually getting some work. You know,
nice.
It's hard in this industry. In this industry, when all those guys, all the performers are up there getting their little trophies and crying, they're not crying because of the movie. They're not crying for them. They're crying because the bullshit they had to do to make it, to get the job, to go there, or the you know, the struggle. You know, the victory, the lessons in the struggle, not the victory though. That's the life, you know. But anyway, show business is what it is, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, hey, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey said, you know.
Greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth, though. But what were their favorite quote, though? Anybody know?
No, what was that?
There's a sucker born every day. That's what Vegas is built on. You know what I mean? We love Vegas. I'm like, the ring master's here.
So let me ask you, Ernie. Let me ask you. So over there at Amnesia... You have how many different people contracted to work? I mean, you have people that are independently working over there, too, that do massages and stuff like that, too? Is different types of hair?
Well, yeah, there are a bunch of independently working on one side. I even have a...
Happy ending.
We even have a chiropractor doctor. So if you guys need anything...
you go in there and get alignment.
Adjustment, exactly. You come by.
Cool.
It's a great place, especially if you want to relax and stay away from the bad things.
Did
so.
We really pick that for
happen
a comment?
Here in Vegas on this trip?
Yeah.
Why would you make me sit here and listen to that right there? All those comedy puns that he was putting out that I had to sit down. Oh my God, he was giving me the massage. Maybe you get the happy ending over there, but you know it's a real show. Like, you know, it's like,
no happy endings over there. You gotta go down.
No happy endings.
You gotta go
farting down the street.
massage parlors and stuff like that.
Kid, what's the craziest thing you've seen working on a strip?
Oh my God.
Women walking half naked?
This is not. That ain't nothing.
Well, that was New Year's
That's
Eve.
That's nothing. Nudity ain't shit. That ain't nothing in this town. That's like.
New Year's Eve is
the
crazy.
The apple doesn't
strip.
Fall far from the tree.
Oh, yeah.
The craziest thing I seen a dude. This ain't no lie. He walked up to Fremont. I was getting off work. He walked up to the Fremont. This dude looked like he just walked right off of the nuclear test blast site off the porch of the house where they test the bombs out in the middle of the desert in Nevada. Boom! And he just like, they dropped it and he just walked to the bus stop and sat there. This dude's pants, this dude's hands looked like he was tearing out. His pants are all shredded like the Hulk.
Was he selling
anything? This guy was digging in the, he looked like an, like literally, he had a hole in the back of his head like he was an alien. Digging fingers in the back of his head, blood coming out, and it wasn't even bothering him. And he's just looking at people.
Bad.
Dude, he looked like he just walked off of a nuclear bomb. Like they set him on the porch like in the 60s, like they used to do out in Nevada, deep desert in Nevada. And boom. Like, and he walked right from the bus stop from that bomb site. It was the worst thing I ever saw in my life. I couldn't believe it. I was rubbing my eyes like, really? I kept rubbing them. I was like, really, the image, I'm like, is that really going into the images of my brain? Craziest thing I ever saw. This looked like something out of the movies. This guy was a human being, and he had a hole in the back of his head, and he was just like, he was an alien digging in the back of his head, and he was digging in the back of his head, and blood, and the blood was coming down his neck, and I was sitting there at the bus stop, and he's not even, there's no pain, nothing. This guy,
that's just a typical day in Vegas on the
strip. No, this was the most horrifying. This was like right out of like Wes Craven or something. And it was real.
What's the latest you've worked on this trip?
What'd you say?
Like into the late hours of the night. I mean, what's like the latest you'd be out
I do,
on this
I
trip?
I promote Kid Scary Comedy Productions, and I do the Kid Scary Sapphires promotion, you know.
I mean, there's people latest, out there.
I'm out there a lot. You know, I see so much. You know, I see so much. I see the hustlers, like, the hustlers are the greatest, you know. The people that are stupid enough to play three-card Monty, and they got a string of people out there already gaming them. And these people are, I'm looking at people, like I said, and people actually stop, and they're like, and they pull out wads of money, and they get down, and they start playing three-card. I'm like, are people really that fucking stupid? I don't know if you can swear on the radio, but screw the FCC, this is private. I seen that, you know, they go out there, and people are very... Three card Monty, that's when they take.
They ever try to hustle hot. You?
No. Are you kidding me? I know.
They know you.
Man, I'm hip, dude. They can't get nothing. Come on. There's a. They take a pea and two coconut, three coconut shells. And they move it around like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. See, and then poof.
There goes their money.
Just like that. And they're getting them. They're getting them for like, they're walking out of there, that ring of people. 50,000 at the end of the weekend, easily. They got like it's like a mob. I'm not even gonna say, but they're.
How much do you think some of those guys dressed in the character actors and stuff like that out there? I mean, you see people tipping them at a fairly decent rate, or
they make money. Yeah, everybody's making money. The character actors are of course, because people come to Vegas and they see if they're Comic-Con people like me, they see these like Iron Man or like Superman. Or like the Joker, or the Penguin.
The Penguin is here.
Now, do they do better on a strip or down on Fremont Street, do you think? I would think on a strip you'd do better.
You do. They do good everywhere, because when you see a character actor and you're in town, like Elvis, I see Elvises that don't even wash their uniform and making money. I've seen some of the dirtiest Elvises in the world.
I can't believe
these guys. How do they make? And they're getting money. I see them getting wads. These guys look like they've smoked crack and just laid down and just got up the next day and started doing the Elvis impersonation. It's like craziest thing I ever saw. Oh my God! It's like, and they're mad. They love people. Love Elvis, no matter what.
Have you ever been on a strip on New Year's Eve?
Elvis was cool, though. I'm not taking that from Elvis. It's cool.
Because that's a zoo.
Yeah, I've been on the strip on New Year's Eve. I would never do that again, ever.
No, I know. We did it a couple times because we were working
on the strip.
I did it once, and I'll never do it again.
You see a lot of different creatures.
Crazy stuff.
I've seen it all. I work out there. I've seen it all.
Ballet.
There's nothing new under the
sun. Remember those days?
There's nothing new under the sun, you know?
L.A.
You know what I mean? L.A.'s even worse. It's Skid Row. They're living in cowboy houses. Over there, they're shooting crack right in front of they're shooting needles right in front of the public. I've never seen that like in my life.
That was in L.A.?
Skid Row, bro.
Crazy.
Downtown L.A.
Oh, that's sad.
And Hollywood just sits over there.
But the thing is, over in England, they give their addicts the drugs through the hospital, so they got more control over it. They don't have people getting hit over the head to get a fix. They got to do something like that.
This is a problem. You know, I'm glad it's not mine.
There you go. We're gonna take a moment here at some point and listen to a little Robin Williams when Jay's got a chance to pop that up for us. So I think we're going to run with that now, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Appreciate you listening.
There's more of the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show right after this.
So you were just denied credit. You may be feeling embarrassed, discouraged, or even helpless.
I really thought that my credit was a lost cause. You know, it made me really sad to know that my credit was that messed up.
The credit pros understand. How could you build good credit when no one gives you a chance? How are you ever going to get the car you need or the house you deserve? Call the experts now at the Credit Pros and get your second chance.
My credit was horrible. I hired Credit Pros and I got a brand new house. If it wasn't for Credit Pros, I wouldn't be in this house today.
Get your credit report summary free, and the consultation is free. The Credit Pros can help you remove questionable credit items like charge-offs, late payments, wrong information, and more. The Credit Pros is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau.
By me putting my faith in Credit Pros, I can breathe now. I advise everybody to give Credit Pros a try.
Call the Credit Pros for a free consultation right now.
Call the Credit Pros now. Toll free. 844-834-5065. 844-834-5065.
Fresh Balls is a men's self-drying hygiene cream that is applied directly to the testicles to keep them fresh, dry, and clean. The smooth, talc-free, and aluminum-free formula prevents ball sweat, itch, and any unpleasant odors. Fresh Balls is applied in cream form, but quickly dries as you rub it in. The more you apply, the thicker the dry coat of powder will be left behind. However, it doesn't leave a mess like traditional baby powder does. Fresh Balls is made by Happy Junk, the makers of Fresh Breasts and Fresh Feet. If you were looking for a male hygiene cream to keep you your freshest so you are always ready for action, definitely give Fresh Balls a try.
Hi, Gary Jackson here, just checking in to tell you that if you don't have the chance to listen to the live Dark Side of the Moon from midday to 2 p.m. on Sundays on RadioVegas.rocks, there is a listen again facility now on Wednesdays, again from midday to 2 p.m. So that's Dark Side of the Moon, live from England on Sunday, repeated Wednesdays from midday to 2 p.m.
Now, more laughs with the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
And you were there, and you were there, and who are you? And there's Toto going, you're stoned, man. You're just stoned. But see, there's people know who are even beyond marijuana. You know, the people who are going like, hey, is the show on? You know what I'm talking about? The Peruvian marching powder, the devil's dandruff. It's a nice thing, though. Cocaine, what a wonderful drug. Anything that makes you paranoid and impotent, give me more of that. What a fake thing to do. Oh, we're back with sound again. Sorry, I brought the sound. I got the sound from Hollywood. People in the balcony were going, we understood him. I guess Juilliard helped for a brief moment. I could enunciate to the back row, just like Sylvester Stallone doing Hamlet. This would be a place where Stallone could do Hamlet. To be or what? Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Jeez. We're back again. We were discussing cocaine for a brief moment. The sound crapped up, but that's why I'm using Suppositor sound. No one wants their tapes back. I wonder why. We're talking about how cocaine basically affects you. There's also something called freebasing. It's not free. It costs you your house. It should be called homebasing. Here's a little warning sign if you have a cocaine problem. First of all, if you come home to your house, you have no furniture, and your cat's going, I'm out of here, prick. Warning. Number two, if you have this dream where you're doing cocaine in your sleep, and you can't fall asleep, and you're doing cocaine in your sleep, and you can't fall asleep, and you wake up and you're doing cocaine, bingo. Number three, if on your tax form it says $50,000 for snacks, mayday. You got yourself a cocaine problem, smartass. And everybody's doing cocaine. Baseball players have to go in front of a grand jury. They're saying, yeah, I did cocaine. Can you blame me? It's a slow goddamn game. Come on, Jack. I'm standing out in left field for 7 innings. There's a white line going all the way down the home plate. Hell. I see the guy putting it out going, ha, 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 ha. And that damn organ music. The dit, 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 dit. The third base coach doing this shit all the time. When he does this, I don't know whether to slide or do a line. You know what I'm saying? And people are sliding in the home plate head first. Yeah, you out. Doesn't matter, baby. I'm up now. Yeah, yeah. And don't tell me. Don't tell me those old-time baseball players weren't doing cocaine. You ever see those old films of Babe Ruth? Him going like... Tell me that. He was speeding his titties off. God damn. Now, football players, you can understand doing a little medication once in a while. Because in football, you're playing a game against people who are 6'8", weigh 250 pounds, coming at you at 80 miles an hour. Of course, you're going to go, yeah, give it to me naturally. No, no. Bubba, do you do steroids? No, sir, I do not. No, baby, no. No, you're playing a game against a man called the refrigerator. He is not a refrigerator. He's a goddamn house with legs. If you're a quarterback, you pull back and go, set down, cut, Godzilla, one, two, pull back, shit, it's an eclipse. No, it's not, tiny white man, it's just me. Tell me about the rabbits, tell me about the rabbits. Hey,
Remember that time? You remember the time that Theismann got tackled so hard, his leg came up way back that way? And just so it really hurt again, they showed it to you in slow motion. And every man at home is going, don't show that again. That's bad news, baby. There are even Indian yogis sitting at home going, do not try this at home. A scary thought. Now, there must be some sports where they don't do cocaine. I mean, you can't think of golfers coked out of their ass on the first tee going, 4, 5, get it out of here. I can't take it. Little golf cart, too slow, I'm running. And you couldn't be paranoid in a sand trap going, I'm never getting out of here alive, man. I'm never getting out of here alive. The commentator,
he seems to be having problems on the third tee.
Why are you talking so low, man? Why are these 300 people walking behind me so slow? Look in the hole. There might be a snake. Look in the hole. Golf is one of the few sports where a white man can dress like a black pimp and not look bad. You know what I'm saying? Nice thing. I want to tell you one thing. You don't really need cocaine to get really high. You know what I'm saying? Because there's another way to get really high, and it's real cheap. Just run 26 miles. You ever see a marathon runner? You ever see the look on his face? It's the same look, like... How you doing? I'm alive! Yeah! And it only costs you a pair of fucking shoes, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know why he's so high? Because his body is pumped full of endorphins. It's the brain going, if you keep this pain shit up, I'm gonna hurt you. Because that's why when you run, the first couple of miles, you're going, I'm fabulous. After about 8 miles, you're going, I'm not too good. After about 26 miles, you're going, why the fuck did I do this? And you have that look like... And you never see a guy hanging out by a track going, my man, you need a pair of Nikes? Try one shoe on. Do this for a while. Because you don't need it. The basic thing to remember about cocaine is this. There was once a documentary. They asked a Peruvian Indian chief. They said, Chief, what's cocaine? He looked right in the camera and said, cocaine is our little gift to the white man for what you did to us. Yeah, you take our land, we give you monkey for your back. That seems fair. Yeah. Yeah, don't you know that? Don't you see it now, Spobbin? Of course, I know a lot of people going, you know, Helen and I, basically, we did drugs in the 70s, but in the 80s, what we like to do is get all of our stuff together and go, that gets me high. That's it. We like to look at the Sharper Image catalog and go, we don't have that yet, we don't have that yet. And that whole thing in Africa pisses me off. Everyone's sending food to Africa. Let's send some cocktails. Let's make it a party. Goddamn. There's your father over there with 15 cups of coffee, 8 cigarettes, going, your mother and I never did drugs. Beep. Come on, Pa. Your mom's taking 3 Valium. She's passed out in front of the TV going, don't change the channel. Don't you see? Oh, look at this. Maybe if Japanese people did cocaine, it'd be like, hi. Samuel, I'm looking at this way.
All right. Robin Williams, yeah, we miss him. That's the other one that kid wanted to talk about tonight, the brilliance of Robin's work.
And you know what? That's pretty peculiar that the both clips of my two favorite comedians, they're both talking about cocaine.
Cocaine!
You notice that, audience? They both were talking about cocaine. You know,
you ever try that, kid? You ever try any coke?
In the 80s when Pablo Escobar was around, I had my little heyday. But, you know, I don't do drugs, don't drink.
No, I know. It makes you feel like Superman. I don't have any wings, man. And I never liked it because it smelled like a hospital. It smelled
you know, everybody did their little back in it. I'm an older guy, you know, but I might look young. But I was back when Pablo was around in the 80s. And that's when I was, you know, that's what they were around doing it too, you know.
Well, it was on Saturday Night Live. They made it sound like it was everybody's doing it. Aykroyd and Belushi, Tootsky, Tootsky.
There's some stories behind that one that NBC had a cocaine contract for Belushi in Saturday Night Live that made sure he got his cocaine every, like, Saturday night. And they paid for it. But it's not written down, but he always had it when he was working there.
Wow. Wow, sad too, because it killed him.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, exactly. A great talent. But that's why I don't know. Richard Pryor, he suffered. It's called addiction, you know. And I know I had a battle with alcoholism, and I defeated the demon, and everything's cool.
I'm glad you did. Ernie's always been a straight shooter, though. He's never been a wild man like that.
What about Robin Williams? What do you think about him? We're talking about him.
I just think it's pretty sad that the way he went out. I think that he should have at least tried to manage himself a lot better and try to get some more help. It's a loss. It's a big loss.
You think he was that depressed?
Not just for the comedians. He hung himself. But
you really think that's true? I mean, do you buy it? Obviously.
You know,
he kind of looks that way. He's sad, you know. That
he had a bad sickness that he didn't want to face it anymore. And
what depression?
That's what said depression. Yeah.
Depression can make you do illness too.
You know, depression can make you do some crazy stuff.
I guess the mind could do crazy things if you let it.
True. Yeah, no, you got to control your thoughts. You're right about that. No, not you, crazy soccer kid. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Robin Williams. He's a funny guy, you know.
Very funny. Too bad. Anything. It's a big loss for Hollywood. Big loss for everyone. And
it was, but I don't believe it. I don't believe anything about how he died. Anything, but he's dead. But I don't believe the way it went down at all. Because I just don't believe that somebody of his abilities and his
he was suffering from depression for many years.
Yeah, but he suffered from. You're right. He did suffer from depression. That's why he did a lot of cocaine. Because cocaine does, you know, releases the endorphins.
It speeds them up, right?
Yeah.
It speeds them up. It does.
It releases that chemical in the brain, the happy chemical. I think it's serotonin. Or something like that. That's what cocaine does, and so that's why he did it. But me, I didn't know that. Like I just told you, the mind will do a lot of things if you let it. You know, I mean, if they're saying that he killed himself, that's
so.
I'll agree with you. It was sad, but I got no proof. I just only what the people write.
Well, you hope that other comics, because they seem that they say that comics tend to have bouts of depression with that. And hopefully, you know what I mean, that people become aware of that. It's like doing the 22 push-ups a day for the suicide awareness for the veterans. You know what I mean? It's horrible to think that 22 guys a day.
If you're drinking, you're going to be depressed because you're putting a depressant in your
body.
That's
true, too.
Like I said, mine will do crazy things if you let it. I mean, it's like if you know. That's like when I got off addiction. He had addiction. Addiction could create, you know, problems with your brain because your brain controls everything. So if you're putting chemicals on your brain, you're ruining your synapses. You're ruining your neurons. Boom. Your brain just took control of yourself.
Did Robin have kids? Did Robin have any kids?
Yeah, he had two kids. Huh. Like I said, committing suicide, that is so sad. I mean, I didn't think you were going to go right there. Real quick, I thought we were going to talk about some of his movies or something, like you know, like when he played in that game board movie that was
Doubtfire.
No, not I'm not. You see, you had to go for the Ben Milton Berle act right off the top.
It was
and people out there
ninja.
Are so
what
young. Milton
Berle
is a dude that used to dress in drag. Okay, a lot of people when I say that name, the young people don't know who he is.
What's like the Birdcage?
Yeah, no, another one, dude. I'm talking about Morgan Mindy.
There you go.
I'm talking about Jumanji, dude.
Jumanji.
Popeye, when he was Popeye.
Popeye was great, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And with the kids, Peter Pan. Peter Pan, he played Pan, right? Peter, I mean.
No. I was one of my choices, but I guess you know.
That was a good
I said
movie.
The three
like
that
the
I
that was
you know
movie.
That I could that I enjoyed. You know what I mean?
I was bad though, because after Robin did
Peter
that, everybody was
Pan.
Saying what a genius he was. And I said if he was such a genius, instead of killing himself the way he did, he would have drove off a freeway and they would have paid him double indemnity.
We're all gonna, you know, we're all gonna change form. You know, energy never ceases to exist. Cloud Atlas, you know what I mean? Ma, I love you. You love me. You're here. Everything's cool. But him as a great comedian, one of the best comedians ever walked on the planet.
And with Jonathan Winters.
It's true.
They played off each other well. They played off each other real well, I thought. Williams and Winters when they worked together.
Yeah, when you know, and then Robin started to do serious acting. Why do comics try to do that? You know, why trying to why would you try to reinvent your own wheel that's moving great?
I think he was trained though in theater. You know, I mean, some guys like Freddie Prinze started in comedy and made the transition.
I went to theater school. Method or Madness, Stanislavski. Theater doesn't mean you necessarily. If you're a comic, you're a comic. You're a separate part of the theater. There's the drama and the comedy. Two different people, but they still work in the theater. That told him. But when you're going shifting to comedy, and you're a comic, you're not a drama. That's why they have two faces. They're split. You know, he was in the theater, but he was a comedian. So, right there, as that saying that.
He had a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
Sure. For sure. I never met him. I met a lot of different people, but never bumped into Robin.
He had a lot of talent. He was one of the best comics ever lived. Walked on the planet. Him, Richard Pryor,
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis is still alive.
It was Robin Williams and Jerry
Lewis. We only
talked
about the guys that are
him.
Dead right now. Because we got a Dracula's casket in the studio. It's a wild studio. We got the Joker's face. This is a wild place.
We got. Let's see. Jerry Lewis here in town. He's still performing. We got Don Rickles. He's here in town performing. Yeah.
Jerry Lewis in his tin cup.
He's getting ready. They're gonna do that a story guy on is his a, life. Like
him
like
and Don
Jersey
Rickles
boys.
Are legends. They're still hanging and they're still working.
I got an autographed handkerchief that he used on stage, embroidered with his name on it. He'd ask somebody from the audience for a handkerchief, and he'd use it in a magic trick, and he'd burn up your handkerchief, and he'd feel sorry for you, and he'd give you a new one with his name on it, you know, and that was nice.
So he was a nice guy. So you guys look like nice guys. I got to ask you for some advice, okay? I got to tell you a story, and you got to tell me if I should get my girlfriend back, if I should tell her. Okay, you know me, I had to house sit my girlfriend's cat for a week when she went on vacation. I don't like cats, but I wouldn't hurt a cat. But so she came back the day that she came back. I went to a Mexican restaurant because, you know, I'm like a joker. I ate two giant burritos. Oh, they were good going down. They were good. And then I went back to the apartment and I got over the cat box and just dropped two giant Duke snacks in the cat box and buried it. And I was like, ha ha ha, and I left it. And then I went back like 3 days later and she's on the sofa crying her eyes out. I'm like, what's wrong, Tish? What's going on? She looked at me and she looked up at me, oh, her eyes all red and crying. I took my cat to the veterinarian and the veterinarian euthanized and killed my cat. I was like, damn, Tish, that's a bad doctor. And she's like, looked at me, what do you mean? I didn't have the heart to tell her that I took the Duke snack in the cat box and the quack doctor killed her cat. And, you know, I'm trying to get the pussy back. So somebody help me here, what I should tell her the truth or not.
Boy, that's a long tale. I don't know, kid. I think your love life is going to be in deep, dude. Anyways, hey, that was a great show tonight. I thank you for coming out, Kid Scurry.
Thank you. Google me, Kid Scurry. Check out my YouTube, and I'll be coming at you, Kid Scurry, in a hurry to make America laugh up a flurry.
Right on. And I want to thank Ernie Daskaloo. Ernie's over here with the Amnesia Salon.
Thank you.
Get over there
thank
to 6462 Losey Road. Check
Amnesia
that out.
Salon.
And I want you to check out Oscar and Bernie, our website, oscarandbernie.com. Thank you, Crazy J Bird, for another great night over here on the radio.